A motorway podcast has been hijacked.
Yes, it's Tim
and Jeb.
And Jeb hijacking Lee's I Motorway podcast.
This sort of lo-fi fake intro has kind of become a thing for us, hasn't it?
Oh, I like it. Yeah, Audrey. She's strange, Audrey.
Yes, we've decided to hijack an episode of I Motorway because, like, Tim and Lee have hijacked 50-pound note for me before, and Lee and I have hijacked 50-pound or hijacked Radio Clash rather from Tim, and it's now time to return the favor. But we have a dual theme going on this episode, don't we, Tim?
Yes, hence you had a little bit of Happy Birthday by Delia Derbyshire in the background, because a couple of days ago it was Lee's 36th birthday. Can we say that on air, or will he kill us? Is he actually eternally 22?
I have no idea. He can't be eternally 22 and have three kids, though. Well, he could, but
yeah, we won't
not
go there.
At their ages.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. But yes, he's just turned 36 on April the 4th. So we've got a birthday show with various birthday songs and related things. I'm going to start with RX. Because George Bush is going to wish Lee a happy birthday.
Oh, dear. Party.
There's an elephant in the room. Now that's terrific news. However, do the math. The elephant in the room is a train on another track to disaster. And we all know what's going to happen. A year ago I told you that I wanted to blow up this record. The truth is, it sounds good. Arnold, where will it all stop? How will it stop unless we stop it? So where do we start? Well, we have lit the fuse. And you know something? I don't mind a big fight. But if there's to be one, I want to say this, party, party, and power to the people. Let it loose and get out of the way.
Party, party, you say it's your birthday. Party, party, X gonna have a good time. Party, party, you say it's your birthday. Party, party, put it down, put it down, put it down.
I love riding my motorcycle along the Pacific Coast Highway. The freedom of the road and the smell of the sea. You know, and over the last year, I've traveled the world. A lot of people say, Arnold, why don't you just raise the roof and be done with it? I am very well aware we can't get from place to place on little fairy wings. We need energy. Yes, we need energy. Energy. And we need RX. I repeat, we need RX. Let's get out of control.
Party, party. You say it's your birthday. Party, party. We're gonna have a good time. Party, party. You say it's your birthday. Party, party, anytime, anywhere. Party, party, you say it's your birthday. Party, party, X gonna have a good time. Party, party, you say it's your birthday.
Boom, baby, boom, baby, 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 take it away.
probably recording all of that, aren't you?
Yes. I'll mute it now.
How's that?
Have you run out of breath now?
Yeah.
Destroying the Beatles. By the Beatles.
We were singing along to it in the background, trying to figure out how Scissor Sisters or Mika would do that song.
Yes.
Trying to throw in the falsetto and then singing about treating hookers on acid.
Have your birthday in acid. You say it's your birthday and you earn a sling. Yeah, I know. Yeah, they would do that. I've been listening a lot to the, you know, demo album.
Yeah.
Well, there's two. There's been kind of semi-released. There's the demo album, and there's also Kmart Disco.
Yeah, one of the fan sites just posted the entirety of Kmart Disco for download.
Yeah, that's where I got it from.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I had most of those tracks, or most of them. So
I had from kind of the Audio Galaxy days. Weirdly, I think I heard all those tracks before I ever heard the album. I didn't hear the album until relatively recently. So I kind of knew those songs. And I was quite disappointed when things, well, you know what I've said about Electrovix, but like Bicycling for the Devil and various other tracks didn't appear on the album. So I remember thinking, where are they? They're their best tracks, you know, of course.
Well, a lot of people have been saying that when, because there was a bonus disc that came out with Ta-Da that has Making Ladies on it.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, that's the best track. Why wasn't it on the album?
I never understand that. Why people put their best track as a B-side or something like that.
Well, I can understand it from the perspective that everything that's on the actual album really sort of fits cohesively as a whole, and that song would be so different to everything else that it kind of doesn't fit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny enough or odd enough that it maybe could have been a standalone single.
And I've got to say, before then, George Bush was wishing Lee a happy birthday. It was RX with Birthday the Party Party Mix, with a bit of Schwarzenegger in there as well. Talking about elephants.
The Governator.
Yes, I know. Is he still?
Did I hear somewhere that there's like yet another Terminator movie coming out?
Oh God!
And in June we have another of Bruce Willis doing the Die Hard series, and there's going to be another Indiana Jones movie. And I can't understand why they're casting all these stars that are, you know, in their 50s and close to say hi, Buster.
Yeah, Buster's working out.
Close to 60s and stuff as action heroes. It just kind of seems really weird to me. Can you hear him?
Yes, I can hear him, yes.
Buster. Kitty.
What? Oh.
He's sitting on the edge of the couch, like on the arm of the couch, about 2 feet away from me, staring at me like, I want to get back in your lap. Pay attention to me.
Yes. Why are you doing all this Skyping, podcasting?
Yeah. Why are you talking? There's nobody in the room but me. Who are you talking to?
Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Yeah, that's pretty much how he operates.
That's how all cats operate. I mean, as soon as you start ignoring them and looking at something else, they'll come and stand on your shoulders. Especially if you're allergic, I find.
Are you allergic?
Oh, yes. Incredibly allergic to cats.
Oh, really?
Apparently, I should be okay with, because a friend of mine's got a... Yours is a Devon Rex, isn't it? A friend of mine's got a Cornish Rex. And he says that Cornish Rex are fine for allergies because they're very short haired, so they don't tend to harbour the little things, the allergens. They don't shed the hairs, which cause a problem. But yeah,
he's only got like the undercoat, so he looks really weird. But you've seen pictures of him.
Yes, I love Buster. I'm a big fan. Lovely cat. But yeah, it's you know those two cats that I used on Cuddle the Present. Evil looking cats. They are two cats owned by Angus Herring, or Andrew Herring, and one of the Wobcast people, and that's Presley and Purdy. And when I went there a second time after I'd taken the some antihistamines, they totally ignored me the first time, which is at the time they actually slept with me in the bed all the night, because obviously they were just going, oh look, we have this power, we can make him sneeze. And I had really, really bad night. Oh, I was just like, no.
Oh god,
they must know about the saliva, because they were licking my hands as well, and I'm thinking, you just know evil cats. So they are as evil as that picture suggests.
You ever seen the film The Shining?
Yes, I have, yeah.
The one with Jack Nicholson in it?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of cat macros, you know, where somebody takes a photo of a cat on the internet and then posts some text on it.
Yeah,
I know. Done in, like, cat speak or cat-like typing. But I did see a really, really funny one the other day. It's, like, two white cats, like, matching cats, sitting on either side of the top stair on a descending staircase. And the macro that somebody had stuck on it was something to the effect of, come and play with us, Danny. I thought that was perfect. It was
come
like
and
the little
play
girls.
With us. Come and play with us. Oh, yes, I could imagine that. Oh, evil cats, yes.
Oh, we should probably get back to Lee.
Yes, I know. Oh, do we have to? This is the Tim and Jeb show. I think we've all played Happy Birthday by the Altered Images, so I think it's traditional that I play it next. It's kind of, I was going to play a mashup with Fiddy.
the other Fiddy.
Oh, you're not you Fiddy, yeah, the other Fiddy. the one that's cheaper than you, the Fiddy cent, rather than the £50,
right?
£50, that's what's that worth, $100 in the US, whereas he's cheap, he's
just 50, about
he's 50 cents. Oh no.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought I might play something with a little bit with him later on, but certainly no, I can't stand a lot of Fiddy. The scent version anyway. So here is Altered Images. I'm a big Altered Images fan, as I think you are too.
Oh yes.
Seeing him in my dark, covered with my weapon.
That was Birthday by the Sugar Cubes. Early Bjork.
Bjork,
but with no Einar. No Einar in that one. There's no, I said, ouch, it really hurts in it. So it kind of...
I like to eat lobster!
God, God!
Oh my gosh.
So I can't believe I actually missed Einar, but I do love that song. It's a beautiful song. There's actually a Christmas version, which I've attempted to play over a couple of years. Because saying really? It's night before Christmas. Yeah, they just changed
it. Is it Jesus' birthday?
No, they just say it's Christmas, there's snow coming down, it's night before Christmas. You know, it's kind of like, you know, just, I think they could have gone that, you know, yeah, it's Passover, it's Lent, it's, you know, they could have, yeah, it's Martin Luther King Day. They could have extended that. They could have done a whole album, couldn't they?
Oh my God, that would be hilarious.
They say it's your JFK day. Yeah, or whatever it is, I don't know. President's Day, I'm not really up on American, but yeah.
Something really, you know, some really completely obscure holiday like Flag Day or Arbor Day or like Secretary's Day. You know, something that was invented by Hallmark just so they have a reason to sell cards during a dry patch.
Mother's Day, yeah. They say it's your Mother's Day, which actually I didn't realize there's actually different days every you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day. I thought they were like universal, but no, they're apparently in different countries at different times. That's confusing. Yeah. That's very confusing. But they're totally invented anyway. And then before that, of course, Happy Birthday or Altered Images. Aw, she's such a Yay. Poppet. She's so sweet.
Poppet.
Definitely she's a poppet. Claire Grogan, who appeared in, was it Gregory's Girl she was in? I'm sure she was in. She's now gone back to acting, I think. She became she was an actress, then she did the music, and then she went back into acting and stopped doing the music, which is a shame because I loved Altered Images, great Scottish group, and I love what's that, Don't Talk to Me About Love, that's one of my favourite songs of all time, but I love But a Happy Birthday as well. It reminds me of Bow Wow Wow for some reason, I don't know why.
Really?
We know C-90 Go. It's probably because I heard it about the same sort of time.
It's probably just because Birthday has that sort of like rolling tom-tom beat.
That Burundi beat. It's called Burundi beat. That kind of almost.
It's not quite the Burundi beat, but it's close enough that I think it gets lumped in with, you know, everything Bow Wow Wow is doing and some of the early Adam and the Ants stuff, which, yes, I know, Bow Wow Wow was the original Ants, and then when Malcolm McLaren swayed them to go away, he replaced them with Marco, which was the smartest thing that he'd ever done.
Is that true? Is that they were the original? I knew there was some link between those two.
The original Ant, Bow Wow Wow, the three guys in Bow Wow Wow were the original Ants, and they left Adam, and Adam met up with Marco, who I guess he kind of knew. And then he put the new version of the Ants together and went on to have massive success.
Oh, because so
that was kind of like a big nyeh.
So the Ants part one, which was the one that did Xerox Machine and Physical, which is like the ones that are in Jubilee.
That is Bow Wow Wow.
Yeah, that was the one in Jubilee. That time he appeared in Jubilee. And then I remember he came back and did Stand and Deliver and Prince Chow Mein and all that lot. Yeah.
Stuff that I absolutely love. Did you know that his, you know, like when he had the new Ants together, Marco Merrick, Terry Lee, Gary Tibbs, and yours truly? Oh, I'm quoting Ant Rap.
That's scary.
Merrick was Christopher Merrick Hughes, a.k.a. Chris Hughes, who produced, like, songs from The Big Chair by Tears for Fears. And
I didn't know that.
He was, like, a big-time producer, yeah, who was also a drummer and one of the dual drummers in Adam and the Ants.
Oh, I didn't know that. I did not know that.
You know that I really kind of wanted to start podcasting, so I had an outlet for all this useless musical trivia
about Adam and the Ants, which is quite scary, considering the way he ended up. Oh dear, a bit like Steve Strange shoplifting. Oh dear, Adam, I don't know, did he get sectioned or something? There's something really bad about Adam and the Ants.
He was having some psychological issues. He's freaking out in public and that sort of thing. That's a shame because I liked Adam a lot.
Because Steve Strange, I think, had a similar kind of thing, and then was got done for shoplifting, and was kind of had a kind of a bit of either addiction or mental.
Maybe they could do kind of like a spin-off of Celebrity Big Brother that's called Celebrity Incarceration,
and it's Celebrity Mental Ward.
Yes, and it's all these stars that have sort of had meltdowns or have been, you know, that sort of things, or sort of like you know, forced to live together in a halfway house.
Oh, that would be bizarre.
And they have those like ankle bracelets on that alarm if they step, you know, outside a certain perimeter.
He's all a bit
like
Logan's
that.
Run at that point. Yeah, I know. But I thought they already did that. I thought it was called the Here and Now Tours.
Oh. So after the next song, we have actually, this is kind of funny because of course Tim and I have been sitting here just gabbing, like, you know, or as my friends Mac and Kevin would say, nattering on like two old ladies while the songs are playing in the background. But we actually, before we started recording the show, we had talked about this. Now, I was not very familiar with Slade. I know they kind of had some hits in the 70s. And I know that, you know, Quiet Riot had success in covering their Come On, Feel the Noise. And you mentioned somebody else had done it too. Was it Oasis?
Yeah, Oasis did a cover. Okay. I think it was B-side, yeah.
But because I am sort of the MTV generation, I knew Slade they had a video like in 83, I guess it was on MTV all the time for this song called Run Runaway that had this guitar line that was sort of like trying to imitate bagpipes.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really kind of the sort of thing that would be in Kerrang! Magazine.
Oh, yeah. The reason why I'm playing Slade is that it's Dave Hill was born on April the 4th. I went through loads of the on Wikipedia, conveniently on Wikipedia, and the birthdays. I wasn't going to do the deaths because that's a bit negative, but all the birthdays, and you could have had Johnny Borrell from Razorlight. There's no fucking way I'm playing any Razorlight on this on any show that I'm involved with ever. You could have had Lamar. Who is
from Kajigugu?
No, no, not Lamar. Lamar, L-E-M-A-R. He's I think he was on Fame Academy. He's an R&B singer who I think was on Fame Academy or something.
Oh God,
like
that one went way over my head. I just heard Lamar.
Yeah, Lamar, I would happily play.
Never ending story.
Yes, I would happily play that. Graham Norton, but he's not a singer. And Hugh Masekela, which I thought was a little bit, I didn't know any of that. But of course, it's Dave Hill's birthday. So from Slade, who everyone remembers as one with the long hair from Suede. Slade, get it right. and also was Junior Braithwaite from the Wailers. We're playing a Wailers track later on, Bob Marley and the Wailers. But anyway, I'm going to play a few songs from Slade.
I just love that I can hear the birds tweeting in the background when you're on the microphone being recorded from your window. Because it is 10:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in Louisville, Kentucky, where I'm sitting. It's cold. I've got the heat on. We had this beautiful weather for 2 weeks where it was 80 degrees every day, and I was running around in shorts. And then we've had this god-awful cold snap, which for the last week it's been like below freezing temperatures. The cat is glued to me trying to leech off my body. It's just, oh, and then I'm hearing all these beautiful. Do English birds tweet with an accent?
I don't know. I mean, do American birds tweet with a twang?
I think so.
I don't know actually. But it's beautiful sunshine here. It's 3:40. The whole Easter weekend has been the odd sort of dull day, but it's been warm every day and it's been sunny, which is unusual since Easter weekends. It's always pissing it down for all the people in the traffic queues trying to escape the country and never can because there's always some kind of traffic chaos. So that's why me and John stay here in the empty London, which is great. It's a bit kind of like 28 days later. It's a bit like that, really, except more sunny.
Yeah.
And less zombies. Actually, no, it might be the same zombies. I'm not really sure with London. you got some red on you, as they say in Shaun of the Dead. So
I was watching the trailers online for Hot Fuzz this morning.
It's
brilliant. Get it in 2 weeks. And I can't wait.
It's a brilliant film. It's a brilliant film. Have you seen Shaun the Dead?
Oh God, many, many times. I own it on DVD. That was probably my favorite film of that year because it was so clever and there were moments that were legitimately scary. I mean, it worked on so many levels. I thought it was brilliant. And I'm absolutely in love with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
And I think you will love Hot Fuzz then. I won't say any more, but you will love Hot Fuzz.
Well, yeah, several people have kind of alluded to something and I'm assuming that like Nick Frost does, you see him naked or see his butt or something.
I don't think so. If I missed that
Several people had said something, alluded to the fact that, well, anyway.
Though I do actually like Nick Frost a lot. I do like him a lot. I think he's very sexy. I'm not a big fan of Simon Pegg. I like his work, but I don't find him physically attractive.
I think he's adorable.
I'm not going to tell my story where I insulted him. It's not going to go because I've said it before.
No. The best insult story is the one that Scott tells about insulting Brian. What's his name from Placebo?
Maluka. Oh, yes.
Where he was dancing to "I'm a Survivor" at Heaven one night. Scott, if you're listening, hello.
I was supposed to meet him later on, but you can't make it. So I was going to meet him for a drink, sadly. But yeah, I can't remember what happened. He just wandered off. He just went off the dance floor because it was dancing to something really bad. Was that? It's Brian Molko was dancing to something really, really terrible.
He was in Heaven and he was kind of standing around with that attitude, like he was expecting somebody to recognize him, like he was, you know, wanting that star ego massaged. And Scott knew exactly who he was, but just kind of wasn't going to play into that. And instead, he was doing this like booty pop dance to "I'm a Survivor" by Destiny's Child, like getting all up in Brian's face and stuff. I would love to have seen that. I laugh about that story all the time. I probably think about you more than you suspect I do. Because every time that image pops into my head, I start laughing.
Anyway, I think it's time to play the Slade.
Yep.
I'm singing.
The Wonder Stuff with 'Cause I Love You in our little Slade section, and before that was Agent Lovelet with Come On Faded NES or NES, and then Come On Feel the Noise, the original Slade version. So did you like that, Jeb?
I did. I was saying that the fellow who sings in Slade sounded remarkably like the fellow who sang in Quiet Riot when you know, the pop hair metal 80s version of that was a huge hit here in the States. Oh, but we were also talking about the Starbridge posse, because the Wonder Stuff and Pop Will Eat Itself and Ned's Atomic Dustbin all came from Starbridge.
Yes, Pop Center of the Universe.
Pop Center of the Universe. And I was saying that I had not had a whole lot of exposure to the Wonder Stuff, even though I really liked that song, but that I actually saw Ned's Atomic Dustbin live at the University of Kentucky in 1990, opening for
Jesus Jones.
Oh,
when they were touring for Doubt.
I would be embarrassed to admit that, to be honest.
Hey, I actually it was a good show. I actually have Doubt and all the associated CD singles in my music.
Was that the one with International Bright Young Thing on it?
Yes.
Yeah,
which is a great cut.
That is a great single.
And Right Here Right Now, which was a huge top 40 hit here in the States,
which was those two singles. Yeah, it was about that period. But Jesus Jones got a bit like Slade got. They kind of got successful, but then there was kind of a backlash.
I think a lot of the backlash was because what was his name, Mike Edwards, the guy that was the lead singer,
was an idiot.
Got, you know, sort of labeled as a pretty boy because he had kind of long hair and high cheekbones, and you know. he was like the when MTV sort of, or when pop music in general began to shift from the 80s to the 90s and things, you were getting the upsurge of bands like Jesus Jones and EMF and, you know, this whole sort of breed of bands that they weren't seen as being serious. They were doing like sampler rock pop music.
Yeah, well, I liked all of that. I mean speak to any bootlegger. I don't know of a single bootlegger that doesn't like Pop Will Eat Itself. They're kind of a formative influence.
But listen, the Poppies are in a class by themselves as far as I'm concerned. They're one of my all-time favorite groups.
So disappointing that they almost got together to do an album and it fell apart at the last minute. That is very sad. Carter USM, though, I've got they got together for a thing for a Wiz of Mega City 4 who died, and apparently they're doing a show in November. Doing a one night show, which I think I'm going to try and get to see, because I'd love to see Carter. I'm a big fan of Carter.
I would be really tempted to come for that.
I'll let you know the date. It is literally one night only, and it is Fruit Bat and Jim Bob, and I don't know if there's any support, but I think they're just reforming for one night. As far as I can tell, I don't think it's a series of dates. It's just one date up in, I think it's either Camden or Highbury. But yeah, that would be good, and I'm looking forward to that. I was really into that sort of thing. And the interesting thing about, you said about Ned's, is that that version of "'Cause I Love You" is from the Ruby Tracks compilation, which of course has got the excellent version "I've Never Been to Me" by Ned's Atomic Dustbin.
Which actually, it's funny.
Don't tell me you've got that CD just there.
I actually do, but it's not that one. It's Ned's put out a compilation called 0.522 that was a compilation of like remixes and B-sides and weird things. I am holding it in my hands right now.
And they actually put that on there?
It was released on the Furtive label in 1994, and it's on here somewhere. Where is
cool,
it?
I'm cool.
Looking.
Because
I've Never Been to Me, it's track number 6.
Because a few of those tracks, like The Red Rooster, which was done, A Little Red Rooster by Jesus and Mary Chain, and of course the MASH, a theme from MASH by Mannix have been released elsewhere.
Suicide is Painless,
yeah.
And that was recorded with the Mannix with what's his name, who they suspect has since gone and
Richie Mannix disappeared. Yeah, Richie Mannix. And they actually recorded all those songs for this thing called Ruby Tracks, which was the 40 Years of Enemy. And the idea was such a really cool one. And I've played tracks on the show on Radio Clash. Hello? Oh, dear. Hello?
You're first in the queue, and your call will be answered next.
Hello? Hello?
Welcome. Make huge savings on international calls now.
Technology is a pile of shite. Where is Skype?
Well, look no further. Simply dial 0870. You will be connected immediately.
Hello? Oh, crap.
You don't have to believe me. Just think of the advantages.
Where is he?
We will be with you as soon as possible. Welcome. Make huge savings on international calls now. How would you like to dial an international call for the same price?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Sorry.
Yay! We're back
on air. I don't know what happened there. My audio just decided to just flip out, and so it disconnected everything, including Tractor and everything.
Because that would be really funny if you insert some sort of like little intermission audio.
I've got the very audio. I've got this really bizarre hold music, a hold person. You know, like one of those hold things where it goes, it's all automated and it goes, We know you are calling. I am Hal. Your call is important to us.
You should totally stick that right, like literally cut off right where we cut off in the middle of what we were saying and insert that, and then we'll start recording again, come back in, and it's like, what the fuck was that?
Because I was just saying that Richie from the a lot of those singles were recorded for Ruby Tracks. It was 40 years of The Enemy, but they were given a year. I think that was it. Each band was given a year and said choose a number one from this year. So it was really restrictive. But the weird thing is it came up with some really good covers. You've got like Ride doing The Model.
I think my favorite one that's on that entire set is Curve doing I Feel Love, which yeah. I throw into my DJ sets all the time.
Well, I do, but I keep getting people playing the Blue Man Group to me and then going, oh, it's so original. And I go, no, it's not, and get really annoyed. It happened at the Wob Eclectic Kettle I went to in January, and they played Curves. I Feel Love, Blue Man Group, and I was going, not original, and my version's better. And they were going,
Curve did it first.
They were going, I don't care, I don't care. And I was like, I know, it's annoying being a DJ music geek. It's just very, very bad. So I'm going to play another track related to birthdays on this day. This is the guitarist from Thin Lizzy. If I can find him. Gary Moore, who apparently, although I'm not sure if he's a full-time member of Thin Lizzy, answers on a postcard, please, but apparently he played with Thin Lizzy on various periods throughout their career. Various albums from about 74 to sort of the early 80s. I can't remember. When did Phil Lynott die? It was 83 or something like that, or is it later on?
I bet you I can find out really quickly.
But yeah, and I've played the original, played the cover version of this song by Anthrax. And this is Cowboy Song. And I love this song so much. And I thought, well, because Lee usually there with his cowboy hats in the pictures I've seen, or is it a cowboy hat or is it Trilby? I can't remember.
I always think of it as more of a fedora type of.
It's more of a fedora. All right, then it's a fedora cowboy song. It's with a Mexican cowboy song.
Phil Lynott died January 4th, 1986.
Okay. So yeah, apparently Gary Moore was a guitarist with him. So I'm gonna play a cowboy song. So I hope you enjoy this.
I am just a cowboy. Lonesome on the trail, a starry night, a campfire light. The coyote call and the howling winds wail. So I'll ride out to the old sundown.
Beep, beep, beep. Oh, heavy, the coins keep coming out. Beep, beep, beep. I hate technology. Beep, beep, beep. What am I quoting? It's the young ones.
I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. Looking back, it seems so strange. Roll me over and turn me around. Let me keep spinning till I hit the ground. Roll me over and let me go. Right near the rodeo. I was took in Texas. I did not know her name. In a town in Mexico, I got my job busting Bronx for the rodeo. Roll me over and turn me around. Let me keep spinning till I hit the ground. Roll me over and let me go. Running free with the buffalo. Here I go.
then I'll turn around. And I'll move my fingers up and down, up and down. It's okay, amigo, just let me go. Riding here on the rodeo.
Keep on moving.
That was Keep On Moving by Bob Marley and the Wailers.
I was just saying to Tim that I was thinking that reggae was a bigger thing in the UK than it was in the US, because a lot of the punk bands, when they first started out, were performing at West Indian clubs that insisted on using their own DJs. So in between all these punk band sets, you have guys like Don Letts who are playing, you know, reggae music, and it just became this really cool kind of a crossover thing. But you were telling me that you had this... Well, tell about that compilation.
Well, it's I've got this... well, that's from the Trojan Originals. I've got about three sets of box sets. Trojan released masses of box sets. I think it was a couple of years ago, because Sanctuary now owns a back catalogue, apparently. And there's one which is Trojan 70s, which has things like The Carpenters, Bread, like Make It With You on there, and also Country. I don't know which one it is. One of Lloyd Chalmers tracks, either For the Good Times or Loving Her Was Easier Than I'll Ever Do Again. I think it's that one, and I think it's a Kris Kristofferson track. It's like country meets reggae, so that's what, hence that little segue there, that's what was the idea. It's really good. And also there's the Originals, which is loads of the UB40 did three albums called Labour of Love, where they did, I would have to say, although I quite like Red Red Wine, most of them are quite limp versions of the Originals.
Well, of course.
Yeah, very, very, even though half of them are black, they still were very white.
English.
Yeah, even though, well you'd be 40 from Birmingham and half of them are black, but it's still kind of, yeah, it was a bit 80s limp reggae. It's lovely. It's great to hear Cherry O' Baby and Red Red Wine and all those actually in the original format, which is really good. And I also got a Reggae Sisters box set, which has Take a Chance on Me, which I've not listened to yet. Oh, and Stand By My Man. Stand By Your Man.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever heard a version of Susan Cadogan does a Fever? That is brilliant. I'm going to play that on Radio Clash sometime soon, but yeah, I'll stop advertising. And of course, she's the one who first did Hurt So Good. Hurt So Good is her song, which is then covered by Marlena Shaw. Then it was done by it's not Communards. Is it Bronski Beat? You must remember that one. Jimmy Somerville doing Hurt So Good. It's very gay. Anyway, so yes. So that was and before that was a cowboy song by Thin Lizzy. I think we kind of like, yeah, we were getting really kind of up to steam, and then my machine decided to break. It's like, such is the way of technology.
Every single time you and I have co-hosted a show, this tends to happen. It's just kind of like diarrhea of the mouth in between the songs, and we'll just be like blah 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 blah, blah about everything, and then we kind of run out of steam as it goes along, and it's kind of like, here's another song.
Well, there's only two more songs to go, so shall we wrap it up here?
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, okay. So this was Tim from Radio Clash, and you can find me on mutantpop.net/radioclash. Plug, 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 plug.
And this is Jeb from 50 Pound Note, and you can find me at www.50poundnote.net.
And this was the hijacked version of Lee's I Motor Away. I'm sure next show, normal service will be resumed.
Yes, you'll have Audrey back.
Oh, yes.
The real Audrey back, not the fake Audrey.
And we have to say happy birthday to, several days later, but yes, happy birthday to Lee.
Happy birthday, Lee.
And I look forward to more I Motor Aways, definitely. And I assume we could find a birthday song by The Knife. If we could get The Knife to sing happy birthday for Lee, that would have been perfect, wouldn't it?
That would be the ultimate Lee present, if we could get them to do a version of happy birthday for him.
Next time I'll try and see if I can get hold of their manager or something. But you know them, it'll be like happy birthday, you know. It would be very, very electronic, wouldn't it, with loads of beeps.
It'd be the most awesome version of happy birthday ever,
the most danceable version, but it'd probably be loads of robots singing it, I would have thought. So I'm going to finish on two songs. There's going to be, that sounds very confident, doesn't it? There's going to be, hopefully, if it all doesn't fall over, the Fall Birthday Song, which is a very nice, chilled and a very sweet track, which you can't usually say that of Marky Smith's productions. And then at the end is going to be Braces Tower, It's Your Birthday, which is a little mashup for Lee. It's been fun doing the show, and say thanks, Jeb. It's been brilliant.
Thanks, Jeb. It's been brilliant.
That
what you told me to say?
No.
It has been fun. We really should do this more often. It's like when Lee and I tried to do the hijack of your show once before, we were using Gizmo, I think it was, which was pretty cool at the time. We had a little bit of difficulty with the lag, and the audio quality didn't sound quite as good to me as this has. And this is not necessarily a plug for Skype, but we've been using Skype to record this.
Yeah.
And it's been pretty fun and pretty painless. And I think we should get in the habit of doing this more often, because I know that you were sort of bemoaning the fact that you were afraid that I was pod fading.
Yes.
Because I haven't been doing too many hosted shows. And it's just because, you know, 9 times out of 10, I feel like when I do the shows myself, I sound kind of like a dork. And I still probably sound like a dork when I'm hosting it with you or hosting it with Lee, but it's certainly a lot more fun.
But can't you host it with Buster? Can't you do a Buster hosted show? You know what?
Okay. I spent about an hour and a half one day following him around the house with a microphone, recording him. I was trying to get him excited with cat toys and catnips and different things. And I've got a really, really good chunk of recorded audio of him meowing in high definition into the microphone. And I've been planning for the longest time to pull up like a bunch of cat themed songs or different things and do a show that's hosted by Buster that's got him meowing between the songs. I just haven't gotten around to doing it.
Oh, that would be such a great song, especially if
maybe this will motivate me to get it done now.
Especially if it's a bit like, you know, Sooty and Sweep, you're there and you're saying, but which track next, Buster? Meow, meow, meow. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just like these long gaps, like meow, 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 meow.
But I wasn't even going to do a co-hosting. It was going to be hosted by him. Oh,
brilliant.
So you had nothing but meowing and music.
Oh, you'd have to have the Jingle Cats, but would you dare have the Beatles Barkers in there as well, or would that be wrong because it's a dog thing? Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
We'll see.
That sounds
maybe this will motivate me to work on that.
Oh, you should do. That'd be so funny. Be interesting to see if other people start using their pets. I mean, what noise does a ferret make?
Oh, you hear that, Paul? We want Smeagol and Suzanne Sugarbaker to host their own podcast.
That would be brilliant. Yeah, we want the ferret cast. We want the ferret cast. That would be brilliant. So, yes, it's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from him, I assume.
And it's goodbye from me. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think this was going to be a really good show.
And oh, my darling, there is another side. Another side, and no, darling, you know, it's there, on the right, I'm pointing to it, now. Oh you, your fragrance drag, it conveys me to the country, and it's... Your birthday, as if by flight, behold, I'm sat in a leafy, winding spiral of lanes, clad stones, tucked up with pebbles, rumbling, trying to, like you, navigate without pains, and in dreams I stumble towards you, knees knocked as you evaporate, though I am,
like you, navigate. teed up.
And in the room.
I am. In the next room. With you. Always.